T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, here's a great way to start your morning. A penguin trying to get some action.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what we got here.
Have you ever seen penguins get action?
I have never seen it. Have you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was hoping there would be a yes to that, because that's an odd question you used to ask a person.
It was at the zoo, and it's like one of the first things you see when you go to the zoo. And you just walk on by, and you're just seeing this penguin was got little flappers, and he's just giving it to the penguin.
Yeah, so his hands were flapping.
Oh, everything was flapping.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. And it was just like, you're just stuck there, and you're like, you look around, there's like kids watching, and I got a feel for the parents, because the parents are probably thinking, is this the moment where we have to explain what's going on?
Or it's birds and bees time.
Yeah. It's the penguins and bees.
The zoo probably has really initiated a lot of those conversations.
Yes, and inspired a great song by the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
I don't think I know that song.
The Bad Touch?
Yeah, the Bad Touch.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Do it.
Oh, I know that song.
On the Discovery Channel.
Do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
I had no idea that was them. That's a great song. It's called Bad Touch?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I appreciate
your input.
Sorry.
It's not a very good version. I'm terrible at that.
No, you did a great job.
But I actually did recognize the song.
Put your hand in my pants. I bet you feel nuts. Okay, something Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's about all I got.
That's all you got for me?
I'm not really a lyrics guy.
No, you're not, huh?
Couldn't tell, Steve.
You nailed it for me. Yeah. So.
See, Danny knew what's up.
Yeah, it's still stuck in my brain now.
Brought us all back, didn't it? Yeah.
So this penguin.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether or not bringing your kids to the zoo or listening to Steve talk about one of his favorite songs will initiate the conversation or not. I don't know which one does more. But yeah, there was a penguin on a beach that was, I guess, doing a mating call. Now, the reason we're even talking about this is, sure, animals, they all like to get busy. They all have mating calls. But I had no idea that a penguin's mating call, well, sounds like a donkey.
What?
Let me hear that again. I like that how at the end. Like he's calling hoes?
Yes.
You know, ho. Yeah. Where my hoes at?
What if that's what he's really doing?
Yeah.
Wow. It sounds like a donkey, turns into a car horn, and then he just goes, come on, hoes, where are you at?
It's got like a weird like harmony to it, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like two donkeys, but two penguins.
Yeah, that is, that.
Like auto-tuned or something.
You're right. It does sound
it's
auto-tuned.
It's T-Pain the penguin.
Yeah.
T-Penguin.
Well, speaking of auto-tune, somebody has already taken this audio, and they have turned it into a song. It didn't take long.
Hey, ting-a-ting-ting.
Oh,
here we go. It's
Dominic and Donkey. Ting-a-ting-ting. Yeah. Christmas donkey. Song, huh?
Yeah. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
You know, Steve, I at least... Yeah, I appreciate you put the donkey sound, like the penguin in there at least.
Yeah.
Try to pretend like, oh no, it was made into a song.
Someone made it. That's someone, I didn't say it could be me.
Yeah.
Someone made it.
Congratulations. Normally I catch that ridiculousness, but I am so jet lagged and tired that, you know, that's it. And I blame you for all of it.
That was 5 minutes of extra work this morning. That was well worth it.
Way worth it. That was amazing. Well,
what, this is my fault? What, why
that's
my
your,
fault?
Well, it's your, first of all, and we'll talk about it later maybe, but, you know, it turns out a lot of us wake up in a bad mood, and you know what? You made sure that happened for me.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because the damn donkey song. That's why.
Oh, okay.
And second of all, you were supposed to have your baby by now, and I wasn't supposed to work today. I had it all planned.
Oh, he made it 5 minutes into the show before he complained about it.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen. But I told you when the due date was. You planned this trip to Philadelphia.
Yes.
Because you're like, well, then it's going to happen, right? And I'm like, I have no control over when this baby decides to come out of my wife.
Yeah.
It's going to happen when it happens. And what I've heard is historically it happens later than the first baby comes late.
Yeah.
And you still planned the whole trip.
Well, because it was like, and look, if we're not going to be on, I'm going to at least go do this trip, at least do some kind of business.
But there was no guarantee we were not going to be on.
I know, but you gave me the date, and that date felt right into this thing.
The guarantee was that it would happen because he made his plans to go to Philly.
Exactly. That was the guarantee.
Look, on behalf of the baby, we apologize.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that what you want?
That's exactly what I want.
The baby is sorry.
Yeah.
Because I'm not happy with the baby either. I would have liked to have slept in today. Well, at least not come to work.
Yeah,
she's going to come out grounded already.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. This is screwing up all of my plans, too. I've got things going on this upcoming weekend. I've got to cancel. Everything's falling apart because of this damn baby decides to just stay in my wife's stomach.
Exactly. Now you know my pain.
I feel you, man.
Yeah.
I feel you. Well, we're going to have a talk with this child when it comes out.
Tell her your Uncle BJ. You know, not only did you piss me off, but Uncle BJ's not happy with you either.
Oh, my wife, too. She's got things she wanted to take care of. You know, there's a lot of stuff. The holidays are here, and nothing's getting done until this beautiful child comes out of my wife's stomach.
Yes. So today's going to be rough.
More importantly, Steve, we need a donkey penguin impression from you, please.
Ooh, are we going back to that?
Yes, we are, because I want to hear you do a penguin impression, and everyone wants to hear it. Can we hear it, please?
I don't remember me saying I wanted to hear it.
No, I don't recall that either.
Rev did not seem to be the clamoring. It's just
Rev is the one that reminded me to do it.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, fine.
Go right ahead. Sure.
Come on, Steve.
If this is what's going to happen.
Can I do an impression of a donkey punching Danny V in the face?
Yes. Oh,
although I got half that right now.
All right.
How about that?
I mean, it's just...
You happy now?
I love it. That was
can we continue
amazing.
With the show? Was that good?
Yes.
Was that a penguin, or did we just see what happened 9 months ago when Steve was, I don't know, probably having a romantic weekend? Did we just see that? I mean, is this why the kid doesn't want to come out? It's like, I know how I was made. I'm going to stay here. Thank you.
I mean, she probably has been listening.
Yeah,
she's
probably,
like, this is the idiot that is my father.
That's a good point.
How long can I wait until I finally leave?
Yeah, I can't blame her. We got a kid that was upset. A man was upset. I should say a woman. Let's try this again. Take two. A woman was upset with her son's haircut. So what did she do? Well, what we would all do, right? When you get upset, you run over the barber. Of course you do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report, and happy Festival for the Souls of Dead Whales Day.
Oh. What?
All right, how is it we have days
celebrate?
What?
It's also National Lager Day. So how about you get yourself a nice lager and pour one out for Free Willy?
Oh, it's lager, not lager.
Lager.
Yeah, like a beer lager, not somebody who's cutting down trees.
I thought flannels and beards.
Damn it, me. Lager. Is there any different? Lager?
Lager, yeah.
Lager.
Yeah, lager.
Sounds the same
as
to me.
As opposed to lager.
No, lager, lager.
Lager.
Lager and lager.
Okay, see, honestly, is he messing with me, or does he not understand that, like, la, like, there's a, it's not a law firm, it's a law firm, it's a lager and a lager.
Let's have Rev say lager, and just say it one time, and we have to guess which one he means.
Okay.
Okay, and be honest with us, Rev.
Okay, I will be.
Okay, good.
Lager.
That's the guy with the trees and stuff.
What do you think, BJ?
Say it again.
Lager.
Oh, I would say the tree thing.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Bing, bing, bing.
Look at that. See, you figured me out.
All right, now say the drink one.
Lager.
It's the same damn word.
Exactly.
It's not the same word. Okay. And what do you call somebody that goes to court to protect you when you're getting sued?
A lawyer.
A lawyer.
Yeah. And what do they practice?
Law.
Okay. And when someone goes, the Christmas song, fa-la-la-la-la, what does that sound like?
Fa-la-la-la-la?
Yeah, they're not a lawyer. They're a lawyer. Huh? It's not a lager. It's a lager. It's a lager beer.
Lager.
Okay, see?
Jimmy.
I think I'm making sense. I really do. You know what I'm saying, Steve?
I just wish my child would be born soon so I can avoid all of this.
Steve, it's a law firm and a lager.
Okay, BJ.
Yes.
You say one of them, we have to guess which one you're saying.
Okay, lager.
Okay, Danny, what do you think it is?
That's the guy that cuts down trees.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Lager.
That's the person that wants a drink right now because of this conversation.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
We're good.
There we go.
Yeah. Jesus.
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go see if I can get me a good law firm to represent me. Okay? That's what I'm going to go do and fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
All right, well...
Jesus.
This woman might need a good lawyer. She's 28 years old. Her name is Ruby. Last week, she took her son to a barber shop.
Yeah.
She was not happy with the haircut. I need to see a picture of this haircut. The 63-year-old barber gave him a haircut. She argued with the barber and then went outside to write down the license plate number of... He went down to write down the license plate number of her Prius. For some reason, I guess maybe she was storming off and he just wanted to get some information. Well, anyways, as he went out there to get the license plate info, she ran him over. Rammed him through the glass window of the store next to the barbershop.
Oh,
fortunately, he's going to be okay.
Wow.
I mean, he's got a broken leg, but she fled the scene. Of course, they were able to find out who it was and figure it out. And now she's been charged with assault with a deadly weapon. A Prius.
Wow, dude. Over a haircut.
How bad was the haircut? It's a kid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just...
Put a hat on him.
Yeah. Well, there is that, yeah.
Damn, I love this story about Walmart. They had to pull a sweater off of a... Danny knows exactly what... Have you seen the... Okay.
I have not.
So they had a sweater that they were selling, an ugly Christmas sweater. It's the greatest ugly Christmas sweater of all time because it's basically a giant joke for cocaine.
No.
It's, yes. I'm trying to find the... They had to apologize for it and everything. I'm going to pull up the picture so you can see it, BJ. It's fantastic. It's a picture of a snowman, and in front of him, a bunch of little snowballs and three lines of Coke.
No.
It says, let it snow.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. They were selling that at Walmart?
Well, they said it was a third-party company, and they were selling it on their website. And again, it has a snowman that's like Santa doing lines of cocaine.
Oh, that's great.
The greatest thing ever.
Oh,
I want one.
That is, you're right, dude.
Are they still for sale?
I want one, too.
I need one.
Oh, come on. It's just a joke. Nobody can have fun anymore. I understand that cocaine's illegal and it's not good for you. I get that. It's a joke.
Well, apparently it bothered somebody, I would imagine, because they had to apologize for it.
That is the greatest shirt.
It's the best ugly Christmas sweater I've ever seen.
I agree.
And I see a lot of good ones, but this one takes the cake.
That does.
That's awesome. Did you hear about this duck from the United Kingdom? His name is Dave.
It's a duck?
A duck.
Okay, I want to be sure.
A lager.
Okay, it's a lager.
Apparently, this poor duck, they had to remove its dong.
What?
What?
Yes.
They removed the duck's dong?
They removed the duck's dong because it was a nympho. And it was going to kill itself because of how much it was having sex.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
It was having sex between 5 to 10 times a day.
Wow.
It's not even mating season. And it got to the point where he was having threesomes. And then he would just wander off and even peck at his own pecker.
Okay.
Because he was just so, I guess, worked up.
Wow.
So anyways, yeah, they had to take care of it because they had to amputate it. So now he only has a little stump.
Oh, man. So now what's he going to do?
I don't know. He seems to be doing okay, but they think that Dave might be a little upset about losing his dong.
Oh, I would think he would be.
Right?
He was having the time of his life. He's like, if I kill myself doing this, that's okay. That's my job. Now you let me stay on this planet, and I don't get the joy that I was having, and now what do I do? Oh, man.
Such a bummer.
Unless he was bothering the other ducks. Like, I mean, look, if he was a problem to somebody else, but if he's having a good time by himself, hey, let him duck himself to death.
Let him duck himself. I don't know if you guys were watching Monday Night Football last night. A real nail-biter right to the end of the game. Actually, it was. Yeah. It was the Eagles beating the Giants. I mean, everybody's beating the Giants this year, I think, except for
a couple
of teams.
Was Eli Manning back, I heard?
Yes. Yes.
Can they figure out what they want to do on that damn Giants team?
I don't think they can figure out anything over there. I think they're 2-10.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 2-11. I can't remember
this
now.
It's the second time he's been brought back after being benched, right? Like, they're like, we're done with you, Eli. We're going in a new direction. Second time, and they go, all right, Eli, come on back. We suck. Maybe we should try you again.
Yeah, things are not good for the New York Football Giants. They're 2-11 right now.
Good job, guys.
They've lost 9 in a row.
They're still not are they the Bengals? I don't know if the Bengals won this weekend.
Bengals. Let's check. And take a quick look at that. Bengals are 1-12.
Okay, so they're still not the Bengals.
Yeah, that's true. But they went down to the wire overtime. The Eagles beat them 23-17. I bring it up because Twitter just exploded that yesterday after the game because of Joe Tessitore, the announcer.
Yeah.
He's the guy that also announced the Seahawks game. Remember that time when people were just like, he was a little out there?
Yeah.
The end of the game with a very weird, I don't know if this is going to be his new catchphrase, but here it is.
Second and goal. Wentz to the end zone, wide open. They did it. Zach Ertz, eat that W, Philly.
Eat that W, Philly? I have no idea. Now, I think, was it Wentz or Philly or something? They were like, had a horrible streak on Monday Night Football. Because I remember they talked about that with us, right?
Yeah.
That they can't win.
I don't know. I don't know what the reason was behind
that. Eat that W, Philly.
I feel like he's got to end every game that way.
Wow.
And whoever wins, eat that W.
Yeah, see, they got lucky because I flew out of town just in time for them to win Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, you missed out on a real good one. Yeah. The Eagles are 6-7. Here's the crazy part. The Eagles are also tied for first place with a 6-7 record NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, it's hysterical that the NFC East is so bad that they will not have the best record probably out of any of the other teams in the NFC.
Yeah, them and the Cowboys have a 6-7 record. They quite possibly, they're going to go into the playoffs maybe with a losing record. You never know.
Yeah, they'll be the worst team into the playoffs, and yet they will actually be hosting a home game.
Meanwhile, you get the NFC North with the Packers are 10-3, Vikings are 9-4, and then of course the NFC West with the Seahawks and the 49ers, 11-2 with the Niners and 10-3 with the Seahawks.
No, don't bring it up.
I know. Tough game. Speaking of that game, though, we're going to talk to Mitch Levy this morning, and maybe we can still be optimistic about the rest of the season. There's still plenty of great football left to play, and I'm sure Mitch will break it down this morning with us at 9:17.
So. I'm looking forward to that because I didn't catch the game, unfortunately, because I was at the con. So I followed it on my phone, but it's nothing like being there.
Of all the games to miss, I feel like that might have been the best one for you.
Yeah, I agree.
It was very frustrating to watch. Yeah. The Patriots are in trouble again. They're being investigated for cheating again, guys.
What?
I don't know if you've heard about this. This is a very odd story. Apparently, they did it. They were filming stuff, possibly to get an advantage over this 1-12 Cincinnati Bengals team, which is the crazy part. So what's going on with them? They sent a video crew to Cleveland yesterday when the Browns played the Bengals. According to all reports, though, it was above board, approved by the Browns. They're doing a web series called Do Your Job. The Patriots are.
Okay.
But at some point, a Bengals employee noticed that the Patriots videographer was shooting Cincinnati's coaches and staffs on the sidelines during the entire first quarter and doing some stuff that filming stuff they shouldn't, to the point where they even approached the videographer and they said, hey, look, can we just forget all this and we'll delete the footage?
Oh, boy.
I don't know what the hell is going on over there. I don't know why they would need an added advantage to beat a team that's 1-12, but, who knows what's going on. Bill Belichick says he had no idea what's going on. He's like, this is a web series that I have nothing to do with, so I have nothing to...
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
I have 0% zero involvement with it, or 100% zero involvement.
Yeah, but somehow, some way, I get these cool videos every week. I don't know where I get them from. I had no idea.
How weird is that?
Dude, it makes you wonder. wonder if they've been doing this series all year.
And just inadvertently filming other stuff as well?
Well, yeah. So they don't just go to Cincy. Have they been going to every city or every team doing this for this web series?
Yeah, I think they've been doing like a bunch of stuff for the series. The series is not necessarily about the actual players or the coach. It's about Patriots employees doing their job, hence the title, Do Your Job. And I guess this episode, they had a scout that was sent to check out the Bengals ahead of next week's game, and that was the person they were covering.
Okay.
But there's a lot of confusing stuff.
Honestly, really, for a team that has really had a controversy over video before, really? Okay, New England.
Hey, as far as weather, a high of 44 degrees today and rain. It's going to be beautiful out, kids. Thanks to the Shane Company for the mixed report, and that's what's up.
That is what's up. Hey, good news for Starbucks employees. They changed their dress code. Hey, about that, huh?
Okay.
Danny,
yeah.
You still have time.
Why is that?
Because you can have piercings now.
Sweet.
Your mouth piercing now would work at Starbucks. You are allowed to wear one facial piercing. Before now, you can only wear one earrings or a small nose stud. So Danny would never be able to work at Starbucks with his lip piercing.
And we've been trying to pawn him off there for years now.
Really. First of all, I'd have an in. I'd know somebody that would be able to give me the good coffee deals.
Yeah.
And secondly, Danny wouldn't be working here anymore.
Is that why you always send me down to get coffee?
I know. I'm training you. I've trained
you.
And
then you contact Starbucks. Hey, this kid that would be a great employee is coming down.
And they always said,
damn, facial piercings.
And I always thought that was just a lame excuse they were using because they didn't want to hire Danny. But now they can't use that excuse anymore.
I mean, it's about time. It's about to be 2020. Are we really still worked up over someone handing you a coffee and taking your money that has a tattoo or a piercing on their face or whatever? Does this change the coffee experience for you?
It does for me. I mean, okay. It does. It really does, Steve. I go in there and I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
I can't even enjoy the taste of my coffee because of what somebody looks like behind the counter. It is the dumbest thing in the world. You're right. In this day and age. I mean, you see these people everywhere. People who are just looking like everybody else because that's what everybody else is doing.
I mean, I like to know one person that's walked into a Starbucks, saw, let's say Danny's there. He's got a pierced nose, pierced lip. Yeah. I walk in, and I'm like, going to get myself my latte. Oh, he's got piercings. I'm out. Yeah. Dutch Brothers it is.
No, you don't try to. Yeah, you know what they say about the people that have the piercings, and then they make your coffee. It goes together.
Who's going to walk out of a store because somebody has a piercing or a tattoo?
All right, well, let me say this, though.
Okay.
Because they still do ban face and neck tattoos.
Why?
Because, well, see,
unless the tattoo says, I peed in your coffee. Like, I mean,
okay, I would let that guy.
I want to see somebody with that tattoo. Yeah. I just want to see that.
Yeah. Because, and then what does he do if he can't get a job at a coffee place? You know what I mean? It's like, it's very specific, Steve.
That tattoo would be better than the Baby Yoda carrying the White Claw that I've seen.
That's the greatest tattoo of all time.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous of that person for getting that tattoo.
Yeah. He's like, somebody, I did a number two on your pizza. Next to that guy.
What does it matter?
These are tattoos that need to be for job specific. We need to have that guy who
does
it. It's
such
a
weird thing that that would change. I don't know, man. Maybe there's somebody out there, some really, really old person that walks into an establishment, sees tattoos, and decides to turn around.
Well, let me ask you this, because you're a tattoo guy.
I am.
Hard to believe, huh? But, I mean, we all have had different, and this is how society goes, we all have had different levels of what we considered appropriate when it comes to tattoos. First, we thought they were inappropriate altogether. Then we said, come on, guys. I mean, you know, there's some really cool art out there. Then we said, sleeves are okay. But there was a time where if you saw anybody with a face tattoo or a neck tattoo in our society, we thought, what the hell are they thinking? Yeah, tattoo places that you can't see or are acceptable. But now, I mean, look, I mean, you know, now Post Malone, I think, has pretty much said, look, anybody can put a tattoo anywhere.
You know, bad ones too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Stay awake on his eyes or something.
Yeah, quality doesn't even matter anymore, and placement doesn't matter anymore, thanks to Post Malone. So, but we have standards, and they always that line is always moving.
Yeah,
is there a place in the world of tattoos, Steve, where even folks that get tattoos go, what did you get it there for? It used to be the hands and the fingers were always. Also, people thought, nah, that's problems.
And I feel like we've gotten a little bit past that now. Where I still don't have any. I don't plan on getting any tattoos on my hands or my neck because I still know that there's judgmental people, and sometimes I'm in situations where you know I have to go meet with somebody and what behind the scenes, and you know what I gotta dress a certain part, and I understand that. Like, I wish we could get to the point where it doesn't matter, and also I don't really have any interest in hand tattoos personally. But, man, I don't know. At this point, I mean, there's times I see someone with a tattoo on their face, and I'm like, what are you doing?
See, yeah.
I think it, but it's not going to change my buying of whatever product they're selling. I'm not going to go into a store and say, yo, I was going to buy those jeans, but the guy working the cashier and taking my money, he's got a face tattoo, and I decided I don't want him. So I went to Old Navy instead.
Yeah, because Old Navy, I'll tell you right now, that's where you get great coffee.
You know what I mean, though? Yeah. Like, it seems so odd. Like you, I wouldn't base my purchasing decisions on whether or not somebody had a tattoo that was selling it to me.
And that is humanity, because obviously there are people that are, and Starbucks is fighting that battle, going, okay, how can we keep our employees happy, and at the same time... And the trouble with Starbucks is they're home-based in a pretty cool part of the country, yet they have coffee places in not-so-cool parts of the country, if you ask
me. Someone says the thing you guys aren't thinking about is the Midwest. Tattoos and piercings aren't as normal as they are on the West Coast. I'm all for seeing it, not opposed to it, but in different areas, things go differently.
See, I haven't been to places where I haven't seen people with a lot of tattoos. I have to figure that out, because I usually go to metropolitan areas. But, yeah, I guess going to the Midwest, it would be weird to see non-tattooed people, like, you know, or a small number. I mean, I feel like every other person I see has got tattoos.
Especially around here.
Yeah. But, yeah, the texture makes a really good point. And the bottom line is, unfortunately, is that you know, for us, I suppose, we'll just, no, now Danny can get a job at Starbucks, so he has to move on. That's the fortunate thing.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Well, can he stay today? Vicky's out today.
All right, fine.
All right. Yeah. We need at least one millennial here.
Yeah. You might want to keep sneezing on her if you want to keep your job, Danny.
Yeah, Danny, figure it out. Keep spiking her coffee that you're serving her at Starbucks. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Maris Piper and Red Bliss are varieties of what starch?
Yeast?
No.
Arm & Hammer?
No.
Detergent?
No.
Wow, that was the greatest answer ever. Wow. Potatoes are a starch, Steve.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for today's lesson.
You're very welcome. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.